This is All Things Psychic, a weekly podcast with two psychic mediums where we answer your questions and share our experiences about all things psychic. Send your questions to us at allthingspsychicpodcast@gmail.com and follow us on Instagram at allthingspsychicofficial.
Yay!
We are on.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Welcome to another episode of All Things Psychic.
Julie and Angelina.
We made it through the heat wave here in Portland, Oregon. We made it through the heat dome.
116. Effect. I didn't like that they were calling it a dome. I'm like, why did they switch it? What about wave?
Well, because there was a dome effect. There's a dome, an actual dome.
I don't like this dome thing.
Well, no, it sat there and it trapped the heat in this incredible way where it was so hot, you guys.
That's why we roasted. Yes, it was so hot. Okay, now I understand dome.
Okay.
It was so hot, it roasted all my flowers outside, like they fried.
Oh yeah,
they disintegrated.
I know, plants. Plants did not do well. And even if you watered them, it was just the intensity of the heat.
Yeah, it's like killing them more to water them.
Oh,
and it was like 95 for 5 hours during the night, and then the lowest it got was like 90 in the morning.
Yeah,
it was crazy.
Well, anyway. I'm glad that you made it through. Actually, some people lost their lives.
A lot of people. That was horrible.
And
I don't even think they've counted them all because there's no way to actually. It's so sad. The homeless people. They did have a lot of cooling shelters set up, but yeah, you know, I don't know. It's just hard.
Check on your neighbors.
Check on your loved ones. Yeah, we had a safety plan for all the people in the family, but yeah,
we're blessed to have families that we get to do that with. So today we wanted to do a couple of things. One is Angelina and I were going to each pull cards for the collective, and kind of see what's coming up energetically during this time. We just passed July 4th, and now we're just going to be cruising into July and into summer. And then the other thing that we wanted to bring up was some of the energetic healing work that Angelina and I are cultivating.
Both paralleling on.
Yes.
Because we both started it at the same time and we're both on this journey. So it's been so fun because we get to share everything that we're learning.
Yes.
So now we're going to share it with you.
And it's really a culmination of the practice that we've been developing. When we read each other, whenever we read each other, Angelina will... she'll do an energetic scan on me and see where, maybe where some of my chakras are blocked or impaired. And that's really kind of the basis. I'm reading this book right now called The Anatomy of the Spirit by Carolyn Miss. And it's the 7 stages of the power of healing. And it's so validating to the work how I help others heal.
Yeah.
And how you already have tapped into the energy system.
Exactly. Yeah. And
with healing.
Yes. And for me, it was more about I've always been really curious to see if I can heal things with my hands. And of course, my husband is my test case all the time, my guinea pig. And from what I can tell, it's worked on him. I've tried it on myself a few times, but more recently I was meditating and my hands just lit on fire. And I was like, wow, this is really cool. And I remember telling you about it. And yeah. Like, I want to learn more about this. You know, like, maybe there's so much deeper knowledge that I don't have, which led me to take Reiki 1. So I was able to do that, and it was just a really interesting journey. I felt like, I don't know, like you said, I had already kind of been on a little path that was like that anyway with things I was already doing. So I just kind of took what I learned and...
You were on a 4-lane highway, my friend. This was not a little path. Do not minimize. Do not really, because okay. You're so giving with your healing. I mean, you were on the 4-lane highway.
Well, I just decided like that. I just can do it anyway, yep. And it's my. I'm just gonna call it energy healing, because that's what it is, and. I mean, it was validating. The whole thing was validating. But yeah, it's like something that maybe I was doing and I stumbled upon anyway.
Right.
You know, on the 4-lane.
Highway. So one thing that we did, I had a very sore thumb. And it was kind of like in that fatty muscle tissue at the base of the thumb and the beginning of my wrist where if I tried to pinch my fingers together, like I got a sharp pain. And I was like, okay, this may be carpal tunnel. Is this what people are talking about? And so for about 3 days, my hand was so sore. My hand was just so sore. And so I told Angelina about it. And she's like, oh yeah, let's try this out. Let's try doing this together and see if, you know, if we can heal it. Because I tried it, I have to say, so I tried it on my own. I woke up in the night and it was hurting, and it's my left hand. So I cup my right hand over my left thumb and, you know, called on Archangel Raphael to help bring some healing light to it. And I was a little bummed because I wanted my hand to get hot like Angelina's, and I'm just like... funnel cakes. I'm like, this is not so I don't have the gift that Angelina does.
So not
I get
true.
In lack and jealousy super fast. And I was just like, oh, great. Okay, so there you go. You get the title
Stop
of healer.
It.
But I did it not anyway. True. I just continued asking Archangel Raphael to show up for it. So in the morning, it still was sore. It wasn't the sharp pain, but it was still sore. So Angelina came over, and I was telling her about it, and she said, oh, let me try. Sure enough. So she puts her two hands, she cups them around my hand, and I felt the heat. I felt the heat from it. I don't know what you were seeing visually. Do you remember what you were seeing visually?
No.
Okay.
No, as I went over it, I could feel where the zone was.
Okay.
Like where the area that needed to be healed.
Which is dense energy collected there.
It
is
just
what
felt
I understand.
Like buzzy.
Okay.
It just felt electric kind of.
Okay.
Yeah, over the area.
So Angelina did this, I don't know, it's probably 2 to 3 minutes where you held your hand over and it got really warm.
Yeah.
And I thought, wow, okay, I'm thankful for that. What I know about healing is that there's action steps, like there's personal action steps to your personal healing.
Mm-hmm.
So when I tapped into it and meditated with my guides, what I saw was you're grasping onto something too tightly.
Oh my God. Yeah.
That's the message I received. Your hand is sore because you are energetically trying to grasp onto something too tightly. And you need to let it go. I knew exactly the situation that my guides were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So I opened up my hands.
Mm-hmm.
I just turned my hands over. I opened them up as wide as I could in a receiving motion. And I just said, I let it go. I'm going to let it go. Please support me with this. And let my hands be for receiving rather than grasping. So what I'm learning, a couple things that I'm learning, one is that one of the ways that I get to help people heal is that I receive, you know, body idioms, like, oh, you're grasping on to do something too tightly. Oh, you're, if someone has a hurt back, they're bending over backwards for someone.
Oh, what about
Are you shouldering too much responsibility? You know, is someone a pain in your neck?
What about the neck thing where you saw the chain?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that one was amazing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This so I receive these messages so I can sense, I'm starting to learn how to intuitively sense where there's dense energy in the body, where there's something that is stuck. And then I receive the message for that body part. And then the person gets to go to the core issue, right? And so if I say you're shouldering too much responsibility, you'll know, like, oh my gosh, you're right. I've been trying to carry the load for so-and-so and so-and-so. And that, when you heal that core piece,
right,
then the healing can happen within the body. So this is
so been, amazing.
Yeah, that has been my experience.
That's amazing. Yeah, and it's just been so fun because we've both been just paralleling with this, like using the energy healing in our own ways and then sharing all of our information with each other. And Julie's like way ahead of me now. She's read three books.
I'm like, just in the process of, because it's I'm trying to connect the dots.
Yeah, you're doing
as to
really
what we have been doing.
Yeah,
and the verbiage that is being used now, like, oh, when I'm scanning someone energetically, I'm looking at their chakra systems.
Yeah,
and I'm seeing where they're blocked or impaired. Then what do I know about that chakra area, and what parts of the body are affected by that? But I always receive information when someone, okay, this is a perfect example. Well, I'm just going to say it. So my daughter Stella, her boyfriend, keeps hurting his foot or his ankle. And so he's almost always, I mean, like, it happens all the time. And interestingly enough, it happens, and it just happened again, before he was going to make a trip home to see his parents, whom he is still reliant on. So my theory, what I heard was, oh, he can't stand on his own 2 feet.
Oh!
And he needs support.
Ouch! No, and that's good, though. But
And he needs support standing on his own 2 feet.
Oh,
and,
wow.
And it brings him shame. He doesn't like that he has to have support from his parents, but he has not found a way to stand on his own 2 feet without support. Was that bananas?
That is really, yeah, that's really accurate.
And it was like, it has happened probably, I want to say 5 times, for sure 3 since I've known him, that before a trip home, he somehow injures his foot and has to put on his brace.
Wow. Yeah. That's...
So I'm super excited that I get to... I feel like with the body idioms, and there's so many of them. There's so many of them. Even when I have a client that's stressed, like a hair client.
Yeah.
And they're coming in, and they're telling me about what's going on in their life. And then I see their split ends. I'm like, oh, you're splitting hairs over something. Like, what, you know what I'm saying? Like, it just comes...
Remind me not to go to you for hair.
No, but the fantastic...
I feel like if I shave your head, all of your problems will be over.
Well, it does
today.
It does do a karmic reset. Get haircuts regularly, you guys. It helps cut the karma out.
Okay, wait. I have a question for you. Sorry to sidebar everything.
Go ahead.
But isn't there a good... Aren't there, like, times of the moon cycle that it's better to get your hair cut than other times because it'll grow faster?
Yes.
Or...
Yes. I don't know what they are.
Okay.
You could look in a farmer's almanac. Oh,
okay.
I'm not sure. You can trim up your hair when you plant radish seeds. I honest to God, I don't know.
I was just always wondering, because sometimes you can get a haircut and your hair grows super fast.
Yes.
And then other times you're like, I can't believe it's been 3 months and it's grown like centimeter.
And I heard in the summer it grows faster. Okay. And then, I'm not.
I'll find out.
I don't know.
Anyway, but back to idioms.
It's good to get trims regularly because our hair, it energetically is like a straw and can, you know, for karma, old attachments, get it trimmed regularly to cut that out.
Like dendrochronology, like the tree rings. You have to cut out the old.
I didn't know that. Because
it's stuck there.
Okay.
Okay, no, that doesn't happen. But I was just saying, like, that's the only thing I can relate it to. Okay, so karmic cleansing haircuts.
That's some of the energy work. Oh, I was going to go back to the body idioms.
Yeah,
is that it's one way that my guides are like, lighten up.
Really being guided strongly towards this now. It's
do
amazing.
Do not take things so seriously. And so I think the body idioms is one way that is great for also to keep me detached. Like, I don't have to heal the person that's coming to me.
Mm-hmm.
I show them the core issue of the trauma around what needs to be healed. If they choose to take responsibility and do the work around that.
Oh, I like this. This is...
Right? Then
it's
I'm just showing...
It's a responsible way
yes,
to
yes,
heal.
Yes.
That's
yes.
good. I like that. Because sometimes empaths and it takes, psychics, clairvoyants, we just run out there and say everything. And it's not necessarily...
It's not beneficial.
Right. It's not what we need to do. We don't need to spill the answer. But maybe, you know, unless they're really asking and we're in a setting where we're giving a reading, but...
Even then, I think asking the right questions to guide them, because we're in an age of such quick information.
Yeah.
You know, you're looking at your phone, you're looking at your tablet computer.
Yeah.
You know, you can Google anything so fast.
Mm-hmm.
But when you really want to heal yourself of maybe a disease that has manifested in you or is going to manifest in you because you have an energy block around a past trauma that you can't let go of, it takes time and it takes action.
Yeah, it does.
So, I'm off my soapbox.
No, that's amazing. I feel like I got in trouble or something. No, I'm just kidding. No, that's
did I have my in trouble voice on?
No. No, I love it.
No, because you do take responsibility and you
well,
know.
Well, and you and do too.
I try to.
Mm-hmm.
I try to take responsibility and accountability for my own healing, no matter who caused the pain.
Right. I'm getting better at that type of thing too. If like, because, you know, I have close friends that know that I read and that I've read for years, and sometimes they'll work themselves into emergency situations where it's like, I need a reading now, you know, and this and that, and lay everything out. And I'm getting more to the point where I'm like suggesting things they can do to help heal themselves and slowing it down instead of just giving them the answer.
Yeah.
You know, like, but that's kind of paralleling little bit there.
I love that.
Yeah.
All
we're
right.
Responsible.
Well, we're going to pull some cards for the collective.
Yeah, because there's been some crazy energy going on. I don't know if y'all have felt it, but it's...
y'all feeling that down in New Orleans?
yeah! New Orleans. I have definitely, like, last week there was such high energy going on. I felt like
I'm feeling a lot of anxiety, especially around
anxiety.
The masks being lifted, the mask mandate.
Yeah, they
is starting to be
up, totally.
lifted, and I don't know if people have really, it's like, okay, take off your mask. We're all better now, people. And
so not true.
People need to process the trauma of how it felt for them last year.
Yeah. Well,
living in
like,
fear every day.
No
and
one's
then you...
talking about that variant of, what is it?
It's like, I guess it's called Delta variant.
Delta? Yeah, something. But, I mean, so we're just all taking off our masks and there's this huge new variant. It's like,
yeah.
Are we just ignoring that? I don't know.
What I understand is if you are double vaccinated, then you are vaccinated against the variant as well.
I didn't hear that. I heard it had a new spike that can penetrate. Really?
Okay.
But we'll obviously have to
do some research.
Yeah, we don't want to misinform anyone.
I'm still wearing my mask at work.
Oh, good.
Well, it feels right.
Yeah.
And there's something about it that helps me feel less overwhelmed.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Because you don't have to show your expression and look happy.
I'm always happy all the time. Oh, my gosh. Oh, sweet.
Wow.
Okay.
I got pretty nice stuff.
Yeah, I did too. All right, you...
Okay.
I'm going to grab my book just to verify some of this. And you go first.
Oh, great. Okay. I'm seeing lots of... just reaping rewards and benefits. Good fortune is coming for everyone. There's a lot of emotional fulfillment coming, and I'm seeing getting rid of anger, grief, energy that doesn't serve you. So just keeping positive reinforcement in your sights is what's happening. That's what I see.
Wow.
Yeah.
I like that. So I pulled my first card was the King of Wands. And really what I know about this card is it's time to set some goals.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to set goals, mm-hmm. and think about maybe one word that it is that you want to manifest, like play, or, you know, it doesn't always have to be so dramatic, you know, I mean, really,
yeah.
And I think I'm saying that for myself, but, you know, it could be whatever the goal is, picking uh-huh. one word that you kind of want to manifest,
mm-hmm.
and set some goals around it.
Mm-hmm.
That was the first card, is King of Wands. And really, the part setting the goals and then trusting your intuition around it. The second card was the Page of Cups. And listen to your intuition regarding a new relationship or a new emotional beginning on a feeling level. So again, pulling in your intuition. It could be the birth of a creative, you know, something in your imagination that's creative. It's a sensitive, tender card.
Mm-hmm.
So slow the roll down just a little bit and trust your intuition. And then the third card that I got was Two of Cups. So we went from the Page of Cups to the Two of Cups. And it's also, this card denotes the beginning of a romance or well-balanced platonic friendship and using the power of love to heal.
Wow.
So I really like about how this is a new beginning. The Page of Cups
mm-hmm.
is about new beginning and trusting your intuition and then going right to the Two of Cups. So, yeah, listen to your intuition regarding a new relationship. And then from there, know that the beginning of a romance or well-balanced platonic friendship could be starting for you. And using the power of love to heal.
That's sweet.
That's pretty beautiful.
That's pretty beautiful.
I like that.
And don't forget to get rid of emotions that don't serve you, like guilt, shame, fear, doubt. Dump those.
Okay.
That's what I'm getting in mind too.
It's like, what are you carrying that is not yours to carry?
Right. Exactly. Like, if it doesn't serve you, then it has to leave.
And do what brings you joy.
Yes, definitely.
so often.
That's where your power is going to come
from.
Joy. Yep.
Yes. Good old joy. It's there for everyone. It's kind of like a free concert. You can choose to listen if you want. Continue to send in questions.
Yes.
Comments.
Please do, because we miss hearing from you guys, and we would love to hear from you and answer a question and share it. And then also,
We had someone reach out that would like to be our guest.
Our guest on the podcast, so it's really cool. He's a psychic medium too.
Yes, his name's Mike. I think, is it Wisconsin where he is?
Yeah, something like that.
Michigan. I think it's Michigan.
M-I-W-I.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think it's M-I. Michigan. Anyway, so we're going to be connecting with him soon and recording a podcast.
Yeah, so that's going to be super fun. And then, we have been trying to get together more. We'd like to share more with you about our energetic healing journey. And then any of you out there who do healing energetically with your hands and heal, please contact us and let us know what it's been like for you.
Yes, the journey around that.
Mm-hmm.
And if you think that we can support you remotely
mm-hmm.
with your own healing, please let us know. And we will absolutely set our intention and put our energy towards that.
Yeah, we want to try it.
Have you, I worked with a woman one time who was a Reiki master.
Mm-hmm.
And she would spend 5 minutes a day in her meditation, and she would send Reiki to Africa.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
Whoa.
Yes.
Well, see, I believe that.
I mean, you can heal people remotely.
We're all just vibrations and particles. So,
and we are not separate from each other.
No, and we're not separate. We're all the same. So that's how and why you can do it. You just need permission from that person and to do it, you know? That's how we can do things remotely.
Yes.
Readings and
yes.
energy healings.
So I like what you said about permission, because consent is really important for me.
Yeah.
To be able to, you know, do I have your consent
right.
with, you know, supporting you in healing
yeah.
and or looking at your energetic system,
mm-hmm.
Looking at your, you know, spiritual trauma, anything that I'm looking into, I want consent around.
Yeah. Sometimes people don't want to know, or they don't want to, you know.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, if we sense it and then.
Well, and it allows us to not be drained.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, we don't necessarily want to pick up on every single person's energy, you know, deficit that we go past.
Mm-hmm.
And so having that boundary of either someone asking or at least us asking them for consent.
Definitely.
So if there's any way that we can support you, please reach out. All things psychic
podcast at gmail.com.
Yes. gmail.com.
And then follow us on All Things Psychic Official on Instagram.
I'll post a picture of the book that is changing my life right now.
Yes, I know. So cool.
And we are just humbly staying teachable.
Yes.
And I think that's really, really important.
Yeah.
Continue learning and learn what you're excited about.
Yes, exactly. Just
you're going to be led.
Mm-hmm.
And then that will lead you to something else. And, mm-hmm. and even if you're not even sure, like, really, am I interested in this? Check it out, because it will take you
to the next step.
Yep. Yep.
So,
and you'll just follow. It's kind of like a spider web, you know? You're just kind of like following the little paths.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that's so cool. And we support you all the way.
Yes.
So let us know how we can support you.
All right.
All right, everyone.
Blessings.
Yep. Bye. Talk to you soon. Bye.